Okay, my friends, I'm going to continue to say creative things and not agree with Rav Asher. I listened to Rav Asher last night. I listened to Rav Asher on every sugya, by the way. It's not like I don't hear it. That's why I didn't know most of the things he was saying. But many of them, I hear and I don't necessarily agree with, so they go in and they go out of my ears. But I'm going to disagree with Rav Asher again. Here goes. We'll do some in the next sugya, and we'll do our own thing. And I think Rav Asher will be very proud. You know, I was sat in Rav Asher's shir for around a week and a half. I was married already. And then I went to his chaburas. And I couldn't keep up with the shir. It was too fast. I couldn't keep up with the chaburas. I went over to him. I was apprehensive because he took very good care of me, Rav Asher. He tried to accommodate. And I had to stop going. So I went to Rav Asher and I said, I feel like I'm a younger man. I'm not a bachar. You know, bachar, it's a different story. But a younger man, I'm trying to like learn the sugya myself, not just listen to him. He said, "Adraba." I was afraid he was going to rip me to pieces. He's going to be an amaretz. He's learning too slowly. He said, "Adraba, it's a beser hazeh. You should go. You should learn yourself. You should have your own pshatim." That's Rav Asher. So I think I'm maybe the biggest talmud Rav Asher also. Rav Asher didn't just swallow everything his shver said. Rav Nachum was his father-in-law. Some yes, some not. And his father also. His father was also Rosh Hashiva. Some yes, some not. He does his own thing. We don't have to just stick to Rav Asher's pshat. So that's what I'm doing. That's it and that's it. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Here we go. Zok the Heiligi Gemara. Tanan Hossam. This is going to take us a while, Rabbi Yisai. We have a lot to do here to try to figure out the sugya. Tanan Hossam. Rameir Oimer, Oichlin Kol Chomesh, Visorfim Betchilas Sheish. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Oichlin Kol Arba, Toilin Kol Chomesh, Visorfim Betchilas Sheish. Okay. What's going over here? This is a Mishnah. Rashi tells us it's a Mishnah later on in our perek. Rashi says, "Tanan Hasan Garcino and Avagav de Pirkan he." It's later on in our perek. Machlokes are Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Meir says, "Oichlin kol chamesh v'sorfim b'tchilas sheish." The Gemara explains that this is a din derabanan. Sorfim b'tchilas sheish is derabanan. Really, when are you supposed to do your sreifa? Tchila shevor, end of the sixth hour, beginning of the seventh. But midrabanan, we're afraid Adam is toya b'shois, therefore we're afraid that he's going to think that really he has time and he doesn't, he made a mistake. So therefore, the chachamim knock it back an hour. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Eichlin kol arba, toilin kol chamesh, v'sarfim b'tchila sheish. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can only eat all 4 hours. Toilin kol chomish v'sarfim b'tchila sheish. So he agrees sarfim b'tchila sheish, but he just says that the isra achila is bumped back in even another hour. So you have to stop eating at the end of the fourth hour. The kulei alma mi achomish m'sheish shoisu ma'ila aser. Everyone agrees that from sheish shoisu ma doesn't mean the beginning of the sixth hour. It means the end of the sixth hour or the seventh hour or whatever. You know, I don't know if we have to be sticklers here on the lashon of what does it mean. It's midyaraisa aser. We bring the kisveyadis. What does that mean? Not tchila sheish. Tchila sheish is also midrabanan. Sheish shosomai means the end of the sixth hour. Rashi is going to show us that we don't know exactly when it's aser. We just know it's aser sometime after the sixth hour. Let's see. Says Rashi. Sorfim betchilas sheish. Velo yamtin ad tchilas sheva. Shuhu aser min hatoira. Lefish Adam Toya Bishois or Bishah. The person's gonna make a mistake, so therefore you don't wait until the beginning of the seventh hour. Rabbi Yehuda Toya Adam Yoiser Mikan. Rabbi Yehuda says the person's gonna make more mistakes. Vitzarch lehisrachik min avera yoiser. Velo yoichal misoif arba umailu. You can't even eat it from the end of the fourth hour. So Rabbi Yehuda bumps it even another hour. So what do you do during the fifth hour? Toilin loy oichlin veloy sarfin. Kiloimer ain't tzarech lisroif umachul behemta kol chamisha avul hu lo yoichal. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? You can't eat it and you don't have to burn it. What does that mean? Ain't tzarech lisroif. It doesn't mean you do lo yoichal lisroif. It doesn't mean that you don't burn it. You don't have to burn it. Rabbi Yehuda is saying you don't have to burn it. You can't eat it, but you don't have to burn it, and you can feed it to your animals. Aval hu lo yochel, he can't eat it. Let me ask you a question. According to Rab Meir, do you have to burn it?
Yeah.
According to Rab Yehuda, do you? And what we're talking about right now is the beginning of the sixth hour. Yeah. Right. Well. Let's see. Right. Let's see like this. Loy oichlin veloy sarfin. Kaloy me ain tzarech lisrif. Umachlu behem to kol chamish. But when it, so in the fifth hour, you don't have to burn it. What about in the sixth hour? You have to burn it. And that's the lashon of sarfin tchilas shesh. You have to burn it. That's what Rashi seems to say. It's also meduyik in the Rashi beforehand. Says Rashi, sarfin mitchilas shesh. Go back to that Rashi. Sarfin mitchilas shesh. Velo yamtin ad tchilas sheva. What does the word yamtin mean?
Wait.
Don't wait to what? To do what? Don't wait to what? To burn it. So you don't wait to burn it. When do you burn it? In the sixth. Says the Rosh Yosef, that's the Prima Gadim, that I could have learned a different pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Sarfim Mitzchilas Sheva, Sarfim Meshesh, Lo Yamtin At Sheva, says the Rosh Yosef, Kefi Hanira, Sarfin Hainu De Oimed Lisrefa. Oimed Lisrefa means it's ready to be burnt. Oimed Lisrefa means do you have to burn it? No, it's just ready to be burnt. Da'al Bal Yirova say Loyosu Archoka Vereshoi Lehamtin Mi Lisrefa. And rega koidim sheva. You can wait if you want. You can wait until rega koidim sheva. Until a second before the seventh hour. That's the way the Prima Gadim wants to learn. Umi Rashi lo mashmakein. Ela asu archoka af lishihiyah. Rashi's not mashma like that. Rashi's mashma. What does sarfin tchila sheish mean? That's when you have to burn it. Don't wait until the seventh hour. He says, before, he says, in the fifth hour, Rashi said, lo echlem v'loi sarfin kolom ain't tzarech lisroif. But in the sixth hour, tzarech lisroif.
Arguing with Rashi, or is he explaining Rashi?
No, you'll see, he's not mamish arguing. He's going to bring other achroinim that say, Rishai don't say not like Rashi, but he's bringing up a tzad not like Rashi. Correct. He's bringing up a tzad not like Rashi.
Sixth hour, you have to burn it.
Rashi says, sixth hour, you have to burn it. And the Rosh Yosef says, I wouldn't have learned that way. Now, I cut out a line which I shouldn't have in the Rosh Yosef, who says the poiskim say not like the what?
He's saying that also. It's just,
who's saying that also?
And he said, the Rosh Yosef saying you have to burn it at the end of the
sixth. At the end of the seventh. Rega, and then the sixth. Rega koidim sheva.
Right, but that's still the sixth.
Okay, but the point is you have to burn it right before. It really means you could burn it at the beginning, whatever. The point is that when it says sarfin tchila sheish, doesn't mean you have to burn it.
The
point is really sheva. He really means to say that you really have to just make sure to get it burnt by sheva.
What does it mean you don't need to burn it?
Well,
it says you have to burn it.
Yeah,
but
David, you're right that it could be that's an important diktuk. Maybe we'll get back to it if you remind me at the end. But let's start like this right now. What? Well, that might depend on what I just spoke about. The Raisa, the burning happens either right before the seventh, right after the seventh. We'll have to talk about that. When exactly? But the Raisa, the timeline is the seventh hour, the end of the sixth, the beginning of the seventh. That's Midir Raisa. Midir Abban, and that's also burning it, eating it, all that jazz. Everything happens. Before that, it's really fine. Midir Abban, they said, no, we want you to stop eating by the beginning of the sixth hour. Says Rashi, not only stop eating, but also you have to burn it in the beginning. And that's the literal lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Oichlin kol chamesh, sarfin tchila sheish. Burn it the beginning of the... Comes along the Rosh Yosef. And he says, no, I could have learned differently. I could have learned, all it means is you can burn it. What does it mean, you can burn it? It's roy, it's fit to be burnt. Well, maybe you're Makayim Teshvisu, but why burn it if you could eat it? But now that you can't eat it anymore, and you can't be Nana from it anymore, so now, what's the point of leaving it around?
What do you mean you don't need to burn it?
You don't have to burn it until right before the seventh.
You burn it, you're Mekayim.
It could be your Mekayim, but you could also burn it at 9 o'clock in the morning. You could burn it at 6 o'clock in the morning. Right, so you could burn it any time. But when is it fit to be burnt? In other words, there's nothing else to do with it. That's only... So listen to this. Listen, I'm reading you the Shulchan Aruch that in the bottom, the Prima God and the Rosh Yosef brings. Chomesh Mishay Shois Umayla B'yoyim Yudalad. Chomesh from 6 hours and on in Yom Yudalad. What would you describe? What would you say is the din? Chomesh from 6 hours and on? What would you say the halachic status is?
Burn it.
Right? That's not what he says. Aser Behano. The Shulchan Aruch, Orachaim, Simon Tuf Mem Gimel, Aser Behano. Why doesn't it say burn it? He never says burn it. Because you don't have to. The Shulchan Aruch is like the Prima Godim. You don't have to burn it. You just can't eat it anymore. You can't be nana from it anymore. What could you do with it now? Nothing. So what would be a smart thing to do? Burn it. Do you have to? No. Rashi learns you have to. The sixth hour. It's important that we get our timeline straight. Sixth hour up until the end. When do you have to burn it, according to the Rashi Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch Rav? By the seventh hour. Rashi says, not like that. We saw two Rashis. One Rashi, Shalo Yam Tinat Sheva. Don't wait until the seventh hour to burn it. Burn it now. Doesn't mean the B'gdit Tchila Sheish. And that's the literal translation of the Gemara. So from Tchila Sheish. And the next Rashi also, Rashi says, that when it comes to the fifth hour, Loi Oichlin Veloi Sarfin, you don't eat it, you don't burn it. Kolome Ein Tzarech Lisroif. But once you hit the sixth hour, Tzarech Lisroif. You have to burn it.
Rashi says, Loi Sarfin, you shouldn't burn it.
Rashi says,
you shouldn't eat, you shouldn't burn it.
So that's Rashi says, Kaloimar. Ain't Tzarech Lisrof. Rashi says, don't learn like you. That's why Rashi puts the Kaloimar, because he knows it sounds like that. Ain't Tzarech Lisrof. You don't need to burn it. The Rambam learned like you that you don't burn it. Rashi says, you don't need to burn it. But when you hit the sixth, you need to burn it. So this is a machloikis here between Rashi and the Shulchan Aruch, the Prima Godim, as to whether or not there's an Isser Shehiyah, an Isser of leaving your chametz around once you hit the sixth hour, the beginning of the sixth. Rashi says you got to get rid of your chametz. Get rid of it. Okay. What's the Bir Machlokes, Rabbi Yosi? I'm going to say something. This is a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. I don't know if anyone ever said it before. Rabbi Asher definitely did not. So, for some people it doesn't exist, but for us it does. It's a Chiddush. You ready? Here it goes. I'd like to suggest that this Rashi goes L'shitasai. In what way? I think Rav Nosson Tzvi would have liked this pshat, by the way. Nosson Tzvi was a big fan of L'shitasos, right? I'm not being mezalzel. First of all, Yosef Elfin is maridik. It's a mahalach. There's a mahalach there. That's the mahalach. It's a different mahalach. It's okay. We could have a different mahalach. We had Rabbi Yisai, a machloikas Rashi and Tosfos. When it comes to Chomet Noiksha, if you remember, we said Chomet Tosfos said Chomet Noiksha. There's only Isra Achila, no Isra Bali Ra Bali Matze. We saw the Tosfos on Daf Beis of Aleph. He shtal two Tosfos later on. Elo Oivrim. Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam holds there's only Isra Achila, no Isra Bali Ra Bali Matze. And Rashi says no, there's an Isra Bali Ra Bali Matze, even on Chomet Noiksha. Now Tosfos said, what do you mean? There's no pasuk. There's only a pasuk telling Isra Achila. There's no pasuk for Bali Rabbi Yamatzi. Where did Bali Rabbi Yamatzi come from? It's a different type of chametz. There's a special riboy, a special pasuk that says, even on chametz noiksha, we're going to have an Isra Achila. But it's only Isra Achila. Where's the makor for the Isra Hano? For the Bali Rabbi Yamatzi? That's Tosis's knock on Rashi. Says Rashi, how did we learn pshat in Rashi? We learned in Rashi that the Isra Achila and the Isra Bali Rabbi Yamatzi come together. Like that. So if you tell me there's an Isra Achila, what does that automatically mean? There's Bali Rabbi Matzah. It happened on its own. The Isra Achila automatically brings with it a Bali Rabbi Matzah. Oh, good, good, good. We're going to ask even better than that, but good. Hold on a second. And I think it was Eli Katz that brought us, or maybe it was Michael Kaufman, that brought us, it's the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lo yirah lecha chametz lo yimatzeh, ki kol oichel. What is the Pasuk saying? You shouldn't have chametz, because anyone who eats it is going to be, what does that mean? That means that if there's an Isra Achila, the Isra Baal Yirah Baal Yimatzeh is connected to, that was you, Michal? It's beautiful. It's a beautiful deek. It says, Lo yirah lecha chametz, is it Lo yirah Baal Yimatzeh, which Pasuk was on? Here's the pasuk. Shimes yamim sor lo yimatzi bebateichem ki chol oichel machmetzes v'nechretza. No yimatzi, because if you eat it, you're going to be cursed. What does that mean? Why are we talking about not having it? Why are you telling me not eating it? So it seems in the pasuk that bal yimatzi is because there's an Isra Achila. Isra Achila automatically brings a bal yimatzi. That's what the pasuk is linking the two of them. That's Pshat and Rashi. The Rashi says that anytime chametz nechretza is also b'achila, it's automatically also b'anah. And Tosis is going to argue, and that's okay. So I want to say a chiddush, and Akiva picked on the chiddush. You were talking about a seder rabbanon, my friends. This is only a seder rabbanon; it's not a seder isa. Rashi learns. What was the iser rabbanon? They made like a woo, just the new iser. They just made it. What was the geder? What's the geder of the iser rabbanon? What? No, in our case, in shashishus.
So they don't make a mistake.
In shashishus, the reason is that you shouldn't make a mistake. What was the geder of the Isra Derabanan? The geder of the Isra Derabanan is that we're going to make it chametz. It's an Isra chametz now. If it's an Isra chametz, to eat it as Isra chametz, what's going to come automatically with it? Bayu Rabbi Yimotze. Because the Chachamim said, treat this like right now, this is regular chametz. If I'm treating it like regular chametz, what happens with the Isra Achila? It comes with Isra Noah, Isra Shio comes together. He's hitting all the points. Hold on a second. Therefore, what happens automatically? There's going to be Bayur on the sixth hour. Is she in the sixth hour? So Rashi couldn't learn like the Pshat of the Shulchan Aruch, which Tosfos probably would learn, according to what we're understanding. Rashi learns, if you're telling me that midirabbanon, right now, this is chametz, Chametz Isra Achila is going to bring with it also Isra Shira, just like Noiksha. I only have a makor for Isra Achila. I automatically bring Isra that it's this Asur B'Bali Rabbi Yimatzeh. So too, when it comes to Chametz Midir Rabbanon, if you're telling me this is Chametz and you're not going to eat, you're not allowed to keep it in your house either. I don't know if you could spout them. The Isra Shehiya is the Isra of Shehiya of the Achila. So therefore, it comes automatically.
Actually, you don't have to burn it though.
You're in the other mandamar. Hold on a second. On. That was Akiva's question. It's now comes along the two Akivas, and they ask, okay, that's great for a mayor. But what about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, Eichlin kol arba, toilin kol chomish. That means, can you eat it during the fifth hour? No. Do you have to burn it in the fifth hour?
No.
So this, my whole Torah is just upgefrecht.
But you can still have water.
And you're even allowed to have anah from it, right? And you're allowed to have anah from it. You're allowed to have anah, you're allowed to keep it around, and you're not allowed to eat it. If my Torah is true, that I said that anytime it's Isra Achila, it brings automatically with it by Rabbi Yimatzeh, so then what in the world's going on over here?
I'm saying the other way, since it's still not fully usher yet.
Good, good. So we're, somehow...
The whole Achila... When it's everything...
Gevaldik. Says what Moshe Pleilim is doing Gevaldik over here. Oh, but I want to say one more thing, by the way. I forgot to say this. Years ago, one time, I didn't have what to say in Shir. But I have what to say. So I decided I'm going to say Rabbi Yehuda of Akshol Torah. He was my chavrusa, so I just said his pshatim. And the Olam was mamish, not happy. They were like fighting with me. And I told Rabbi Yehuda afterwards, he said, it's good. You see, you have Talmidim. They mamish. They're in your... Like, I was trying to sell someone else's Torah. It's Nishkagang. They're like, what is this? It's not... So, Baruch Hashem, the Olam is on over here. The Olam is saying good. This is our mahalach, you know? It's a mahalach. A kitzer, Moshe Plachik says, okay, maybe Rabbi Yehuda is taka different. Rabbi Yehuda is creating a new mitzias. What's Rabbi Yehuda's mitzias? There's something that doesn't have the regular laws of chametz. After all, it's not even Asur Ba'anah. It's not Asur Ba'anah. So maybe what we said, when we said it's Asur Ba'achila, it has automatically Bayu Rabbi Matzeh. It has to be Asur Achila, Asur Hanah, Bayu Rabbi Matzeh, altogether. However, when it comes to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sorry, that's when it comes to Rabbi Meir, but it comes to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe Rabbi Yehuda Taka doing something different. Is Taka doing something different? And we have to explain. I'm going to share with you a brisker of. Tomorrow we're going to do the brisker of like more barichos, because we have to move on. Says the brisker of the following thing. Collect the brisker of as follows. Mefaran, you find two different types of isurim. There's one thing called an isur gavra, another thing called an isur cheftza. What's an example of an isur cheftza? Something that's usur b'cheftza. What? Yeah, neder is isur cheftza. That's what the Gemara says. But let's go easy. I'm going to say chazir. Chazir treif. It's chazir treif. It's going to always stay treif. It was treif. It stays treif. It's b'cheftza treif. It's not edible. We'll be in an example of isur gavra. Tainus. Let's take tainus. Basal chol might become chazir. Tainus is easy. Why is tainus easy? Because there's nothing wrong with the food. I'm not allowed to eat today. The food's fine. I'm just not allowed to eat. Masha'en kain. Chazer. It's a shtick chazer over here. Klert the brisker up. Chometz bepesach. Is this a gavra or is it a sir cheftza? On the one hand, it's temporary. It might just be an sir gavra. On the other hand, it's chometz. It's chometz. Is this a cheftza? Zog the brisker up. Listen carefully. He says, during the sixth hour, it's an Isser Cheftza. During the fifth hour, it's an Isser Gavra. Rabbi Yehuda is Mechadish, that you're not allowed to eat it in the fifth hour, and you have to burn it in the sixth hour. Says the Briskerov, in the fifth hour, it's only an Isser Gavra. In the sixth hour, it's an Isser Cheftza. In other words, midyoy raisa chometz is isur cheftza. The chachomim, when they made the sixth hour usher, they extended the isur cheftza to the sixth hour. Now comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, "There's another hour where you're not allowed to eat it. You don't have to burn it. You can get an offer from it. All that stuff." Says the Briskov, "Oh, that's a whole different isur. That's the isur gavra. I'm going to prove it to you." He has proofs. He doesn't just stay like saying like in the luft. Okay. The sixth hour, therefore, is an extension of the Isser Cheftza. The fifth hour, however, is only an Isser Gavra. So therefore, what the Briskov is saying is that what we're doing in the fifth hour is different than what we're doing in the sixth hour. Memela, but lean out of tomorrow, I'll show you the Briskov. Memela, what we're suggesting is as follows. Einachanami in the sixth hour, what comes together with your Isser Achila? Why? Because the Cheftza is a shtick chametz. So the same way the Torah says, don't eat chametz. You can't have chametz because kol ha'ochel chametz. So therefore it's going to be Barabai Matzah. However, in the fifth hour, where it's Rabbi Yehuda's Mechadish, don't eat in the fifth hour. He's just saying Isser Gavra. This is not chametz. It's not chametz. Don't eat it. We're telling you not to eat. It's a gavra. So there's not going to be Bali Rabbi Yematze on that. That's not chametz. That'll be the beer of the machlekes. So basically we have salvaged that this Rashi will be l'shitasai. You have Isser chametz, Isser achilas chametz, you have Bali Rabbi Yematze. You have Isser shihia. What about the fifth hour, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? That's not Isser Chometz. That's Isser Gavra. It's not Isser Cheftza.
Why could you eat it?
Isser Gavra. The Chachamim said, we don't want you eating Chometz. It's not Chometz. We don't want you eating this. We don't want you eating this. Just like a Tainus. Why don't you take a Tainus from Chometz for one extra hour? Why do they want you to do that? Because they're afraid people are Tayyib Shais. Yes, Ramesha.
The Shulchan Aruch argues with Rashi also that Bayura doesn't
come at all. You mean Chametz Noiksha? I let you look that up. Okay, Rabbi Salam again, a bissel weiter. Says Rashi, the kulei alma mia chametz mishe shoyis umayla aser. Says Rashi, aser min hatoyra. It's aser min diyoraisa. Even though Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda weren't talking about that, they were just talking about the arba chamesh sheish. But we can extrapolate from their position that it's aser min hatoyra after that. The eloi mitzar ad urta. If it's not usher until the night, so Rashi is saying something very important. Do I see anywhere in Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir exactly when chametz becomes usher midiraisa? No. What do I just see when it doesn't become usher. It doesn't become usher at night. Because if it became usher at night, we wouldn't make you stop eating in the sixth hour. That's ridiculous. So it obviously doesn't become usher at night. Does it become usher in the seventh hour, in the eighth hour, in the ninth hour? We don't know exactly when, but we know one thing's for sure. It's not when it after Shkia. It's not after, you know, after it's already Yom Tov. It's not Balayla. What? Because if it was such a gap between that and the morning, we're making them stop eating in the morning. We're making them burn it in the morning. Now, I don't think you could say that people make a mistake of 5 or 6 hours from the morning till the night. That's like a little ridiculous. You got to be really, handicapped when it comes to, you know, reading a sundial if you're going to make that mistake. But so it's not. It can't be that late. I don't know if it's exactly at Chatzos. Is it an hour after? It's something in the morning. Oh, it's got to be morning hours. That's what Rashi's saying. Rashi says. Says Rashi, "Kule alma mia chametz mishay shoyis umay la aser." Doesn't mean really we know at that time. It's sometime after shay shoyis. Maybe that's the dig. Shay shoyis umay la. Sometimes after shchatzos. When exactly? Beginning of the seventh, beginning of the eighth. I don't know. It's sometime after sheish. Menatzer diilo mitzrad orta lahavikazru be debein yomam lelo tayinchi. Everybody say, what Isra are we talking about here? Kule alma mia chametz mishay shoyis umay la aser. Aser what? Usher what? What are we talking about? Usher what? Usher min haTorah. To do what? To do what? What does the Gemara mean? What?
He's referring to Usher
to Shesh. It's Usher to do what?
To have it.
To have it. Which Usher from Tchilas. For sure, according to Rashi, my friends. Come on. Rashi said, "Sar from Tchilas Sheish" means you have to burn it, you have to get rid of it. It's usher to have it. That's what's going on over here. It's usher to have it, and that's what the Tosfos HaRosh says. Take a look in the Tosfos HaRosh. We gave out the Ma'ar Makomis. Dukule alma mihas chametz mishay shoyisu ma'ala usher pirish usher lahashoyisoy bebeis. It's usher to have it in your house. Vilu iser achila. We're going to learn from a different pasuk. So the Isra we're talking about is Isra to keep it in your house. And he's saying, because that's the psukim. The Gemara is going to bring psukim. Shivas yam solo yimatzi bevateichem achbiyam and teshbisu. Those are all psukim about having it. All the Gemara is going to bring. Look at the next line of Gemara. Amar Abai, Treikar Ksivi. Shivas yam solo yimatzi bevateichem. Ksiv achbiyam rishon teshbisu so ami bevateichem. Haketzad. We're talking about either destroying it or not having it. This is about the Isra Shia, says Tos HaRosh. That's a great shot. That seems to be the simple reading of the Gemara.
The only thing that Tos HaRosh is arguing
with Rashi
is whether or not you have to burn it at that point.
Get clear. The Tos HaRosh is talking about the next line of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Chomet Sheishos Umayla Aser, means it's Aser in Shehiya. What we were talking about is what was the Dirabanan. We're talking about the Diraisa now. We're talking about the Dirabanan. I was suggesting in Rashi that the Isra Dirabanan is, I mean, the Rosh Hashanah says it's, you have to burn it, which means that it's Isra Shehiya. Is Dirabanan an hour earlier, but Midiraisa, the Isra, it starts in the seventh hour. Now we're getting into the Diraisa. Since Tosa Rashi, the Isra Diraisa is, we're talking about is the Isra of having it. Rashi, I would say, is also going to, in my brain, Rashi would agree to this, because after all, Rashi says that when we said sarfim, what did that mean? Isser shahiyah. So in the Gemara is now moving on to the Isser Shehiyah. I would assume that the Gemara would be saying that Midrabanan is in the sixth hour. Midiraisa is the seventh hour. Is the Isser to have it? But lo and behold, Rabbeinu David brings a Rashi that is not in front of us, but it's a Rashi that says not like that. Rabbeinu David says, Purish Rashi Zal, Dila Rab Meir Hu Di'i Ba'ilon Minalan. This question is only according to Rab Meir. The Ilu L'Rab Yehuda, Hamrin Meperakol Shah, Ditlasa Kroi Ksivi. Rab Yehuda says in Perakol Shah, there's three psukim. Chad Lefnei Zmanoi, Chad L'Toich Zmanoi, Chad L'Achar Zmanoi. Rab Yehuda has three psukim. He has a pasuk for Lefnei Zmanoi. What does Lefnei Zmanoi mean? Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda has a pasuk for Erev Pesach, he has a pasuk for after Pesach, and he has a pasuk for on Pesach. So there can't be a question according to Rabbi Yehuda Minalan. Minalan has a pasuk. So therefore Rashi says this question is only on Rabbi Meir. But hold on. Says Rabbeinu David, Einu Mechover, I can't agree to this. Daha stomach Amrina Minalan. First of all, the Gemara just says, listen to the way the Gemara reads. According to Rashi, it's very nakishmak. Gemara meets Tanas, Rameh Marachon Kobdev, says the Gemara. The Kule Alma Miha, Chametz Mishay Shoysu Mal Aser, Minalan. Kule Alma Miha, everyone agrees. So from where? What does it sound like you're asking from where on? On Kule Alma, on everyone. And Rashi's saying the Minalan is only according to Rav Meir. The Gemara just says Minalan. It sounds like you're asking the Mashman, the Kule Alma Mibayle. It says the Rabbeinu the Levachain Hu, and that's the truth anyway. First of all, it's a diuk in the Lashon. I don't see from a pasuk you have to burn it in the sixth hour. The pasuk of Reb Yehuda is a pasuk about not eating your chametz. The pasuk Reb Yehuda is talking about not eating chametz. He's not talking about burning chametz. Let's take a look at the Reb Yehuda. I'll show you where it is, my friends. The Gemara that he's referring to is the Gemara on Daf Chavches Amid Beis. This is the Gemara we're talking about. Take a look on Daf Chavches Amid Beis. Says the Gemara. We're around 13 lines from the top of the Gemara, Daf Chavches Amid Beis. My time of the Rabbi Yehuda. Daf Chavches Amid Beis, around 13 lines down. My time of the Rabbi Yehuda. Tzlasa kroi ksivi. Lo yoichal chametz. Ko machmetzis lo yisoychenlu. Lo yisoychal alav chametz. Chad lefnei zmanoi. Chad la'achar zmanoi. Chad letoich zmanoi. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion they have three psukim, all mentioning achila. Why does it mention the three achila three times? One, you're not allowed to eat it on Pesach. One, you're not allowed to eat it before Pesach. One, you're not allowed to eat it after Pesach. But all that's talking about achila. It's just talking about eating. It's not talking about getting rid of it. Our Gemara is talking about whether you're not allowed to have it. So why are you bringing a pasuk of why are you telling me that according to Rav Meir, according to Rav Yehuda, it's not shver? Rav Yehuda is talking about achila. Our Gemara brings psukim of Tashbisu, Bal Yira, we're for sure talking about not having it. What in the world does that have to do with the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda or Meir about whether there's an Isra Achila before Pesach? This is the Rabbeinu David's question on Rashi. Everybody say, what's going to be the answer for Shitas Rashi? Rashi's a Pele. Agama is clearly talking about the Isra Shehiyah, and Rashi brings in a Shita of Rabbi Yehuda about Isra Achila.
Because the Isra Achila is connected to
Shehiyah. Rashi l'shitasai, that holds that in a Chanami, we won't talk about Achila. But if there's an Isra Achila, what does that automatically mean? The Isra Shehiyah. Rashi holds, they go together. Now, Rabbi said, this is easier. It's much, we said a massive Chiddush. We said it even in Adirabonon. That was our Chiddush. But over here, it's like, it's Gistach. It's smooth. This is easy. This is, Rabashah said this also, what we just said. This part Rav Asher also said. We took it the next step to say it even by the Isra Derabanan. But Rav Asher, Avana, this is the Isra Achil. Rashi holds the Isra. Rav Asher also shtel tzu chametz noiksha. And I did not hear that from Rav Asher. But Rav Asher also said that chametz noiksha, Rashi the Shitasa, Isra Achil goes with Isra. And Rashi, and Rav Asher did not bring the pasuk of Michal Kaufman. It's a great pasuk. I'll call upon him, but this Ken Zayin Pshat and Rashi over here. So we have numerous Rashi's Lishitasai, where Rashi seems to be saying that there's a link between the Isser Achila and the Isser Shehiyah. The two of them go together. We have to figure out, and this is going to be the work over the course of the next few days, when exactly is the Isser Achila and the Isser Shehiyah? How linked are they? Where does Tashbisu come in? And is Bali Rabbi Yimatse the Isser Achila? How exactly, what's the relationship between all these things together? Which possibly is in flux based on the different shitas of the Gemara. We'll see, or different moments of the Gemara. Let's see how the Gemara answers the question. Amar Rabbi Trey Kroy Ksivi. Ksiv Shivas Yamim Se'or Lo Yimatse Bevateche. Uksiv Ach Bayom Arishon Tashbisu Se'or Mibateche. Hoketza. Lirabois Arbasa Labior. Rashi learns, the Gemara is asking a stira between the two psukim. On the one hand, it says, Shivas Yamim Se'or Lo Yimatse Bevateche. Can you have chametz during 7 days? No. On the other, it says, Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu. You have to burn it when on Yom HaRishon. If that means burn it on the first day of Yom Tif, so if you're burning it, what does that mean? You obviously have it. Haketzad. It's a stira. Not have it, have it. Which one? Elamai, what does Yom HaRishon obviously mean? Not on the first day of Yom Tif, but the day before Yom Tif. That's how Rashi learns. And guess what? Tosfos argues. This is a different shot in the Gemara. So we would assume that this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is going to have shrushim and have to do with their anshang, I think it's what it's called, is their outlook over here in general on what's happening with chametz. Rashi is learning somehow that there's a very strong relationship between the Isser Bali Rabbi Yimatzi, the Isser Achila, and how we and Tosfos seems to separate the two of them. So we'll see how exactly that affects this Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Beis Hashem, tomorrow I'm going to show you the Rambam where the Brisker Rav brought his rise from. Maybe we'll also do the Brisker Rav. Would anyone like to say on the Brisker Rav tomorrow? Anyone want anyone here? Shlomi, you want to do the Brisker Rav tomorrow? No? Shlomi, you want to do the Brisker Rav? Rav Noy wants to do the Brisker Rav. Rav Elephant told me to tell you to say the Brisker Rav. Okay, we'll figure it out. Beis Hashem. Someone's going to stay on the Brisker Rav tomorrow just to be able to get this clear, and Beis Hashem will continue on Tuesday.
If Rashi holds them, whenever there's an Isser Achila you have to do, then Bayro comes with it. Why isn't the reason for Bedika is Bayro at all?
What?
Why isn't the reason for Bedika is Bayro? Just if there's an Isser
Achila, Shemiyah
Blachloy,
Bayro
will come with that.
I get it in
here. Rashi says the reason for Bedika in the first place is Bayro Baymonson.
Right.
And Tosfos Shemiyah Blachloy. But if according to Rashi, Tosfos' reason also works, because if there's Shemiyah Blachloy, then Bayro will come with it. So why doesn't Rashi just learn Shemiyah Blachloy in the first place?
Shemiyah Blachloy is a din derabbanan. It's not saying
right, but even when
it's
there's
not the Isser Achila, saying it's a din derabbanan to do it. If he's saying there's a din derabbanan, a new din of Shema Yovel Achla. It's not the Isser Achila. It's a gzera.
He's already said today that even when you have a derabbanan, there's Shema Yovel, there's still Bayro comes with it.
That's there's Isser Achila, not a Shema Yovel Achla. There's no Isser. The Tosfos is saying that even though you already did Bittul, so now you have no, there's no Bayro Bayi Matzeh.
Right.
There's no Bayro Bayi Matzeh according to Tosfos. There's no Bayro Bayi Matzeh. According to Rashi, there is. There's no Bayro Bayi Matzeh according to Tosfos.
So why is Shema Yovel Achla? Because there's an Isser Achila.
But there's no Bayro Bayi Matzeh.
But Rashi.
Rashi doesn't hold that way. Rashi doesn't hold there's going to be such a thing as there's Isser Achila, no Bayro Bayi Matzeh. It doesn't exist.
So if you do Bedika and get rid of the Bayro Bayi Matzeh, then automatically the Isser Achila will go away?
No, if you do Bedika, and it must mean that there's no Isser Achila. Because Bayro Bayi Matzeh tells you that you can't eat. Don't have something you're going to eat. Anything that you're going to over on eating, you can have Bayro Matzeh. That's why Rashi holds that you're over on Chametz of Hefker. Rashi disagrees with the whole premise of Tosfos. It's Chametz of Hefker, you're over on Bayro Bayi Matzeh. Because it's Isser Achila, because Shem Yevel Achla, or whatever, Isser Achila. And then there's Isser. Tosfos is creating a new type of chshash, of Shem Yevel Achla. Rashi holds, you don't need that. You're kind of right. Rashi says, Bayro Bayi Matzeh, which is
Isser
Achila. So, but Tosfos is saying, no, there's no Bayro Bayi Matzeh, there's just a chshash of Shem Yevel Achla. New din. Rashi doesn't hold to that new din. So it's really the other way around. Rashi doesn't have to come on to Tosis because every Bayu Avay Matzis is because of the Shemir Lacha.